by popular demand, the West Shore History Podcast has been asked by many for another ghostly story. So not wanting to disrespect any ghosts, I oblige with the ENN Ghost Train. You may be wondering what ghost stories have to do with history. Ghost stories weave their way through the local folklore. Before horror movies stole the show, people relied on storytellers, the written word, and later radio to give themselves a good scare. Chilling tales, historical mysteries, and tales of the unexplained are often woven into the fabric of a region's history. For example, this story was told to me when I first moved to the West Shore. As many of us know, the ENN Railway Corridor hasn't had a train on it for a few years now. But some have encountered strange sounds and lights coming from the track late at night. This story is about those sounds, and maybe a warning to you as well. The ENN Railway track was a busy corridor for passengers and freight trains. Many people working and living along the railway line would use the tracks for traveling throughout the area in the late 1800s and 1900s, on foot or on the daily passenger train. Many years ago, a young teen, let's call him Jacob, would frequently walk along the ENN tracks at night in the Goldstream area. One night, when Jacob was doing his usual jaunt along the tracks, in the silence of the night, he heard a weird sound of a train horn in the distance. He stopped and listened. Just a moment. Nothing more. Thinking it was his imagination, he walked on. But there it was again. A horn, and now the rumble of a train along the tracks. He looked at his watch. 11:05 p.m. This was weird. He'd never heard a train this time at night. Trains didn't run this late. He scrambled down the side of the rail bed, not wanting to be hit by the train in the darkness of the night. The sound intensified. He could hear the occasional squeal from the steel wheels against the rails and the chugging of an old steam engine. How odd. Maybe they were moving a freight train along the tracks, but this late? He was trying to come up with a logical explanation for what his ears were hearing. He waited for the horn to blast, but gone. It was just gone. The sound had stopped. There was no fading away, no horn, nothing. The experience was strange, and Jacob quickly made his way home, trying to fathom what had happened. The next day, he asked his father about it. "Yeah, I've heard a few people say they've heard a train late at night. Some say there's a story behind it. But no one I know has actually seen it. I think it's all bunk." "What's the story?" Jacob asked. "There was a woman, I think her name was Mary. She rode the train from Duncan to Victoria maybe once a month to visit her grandkids and help out her daughter. It was a ways back, maybe the 20s or 30s. People who knew her said you didn't want to get on the wrong side of her. Anyway, one of the days she missed the train home, and it was the last train of the day. She got herself all worked up and sat on the track blocking a freight train, ranting about the lack of evening passenger service. She had on a big wide straw hat. Apparently it was quite a sight. Everyone thought she was nutty. The police came and gave her a good talking to, and then they let her go. No one really seems to know what happened. She just kind of disappeared. Last time anyone saw her, she was walking along the side of the track towards her Duncan home, mumbling madly to herself. I think the family left town, but I never heard anyone say for sure." Jacob, not really understanding what the story had to do with what he had heard the night before, put the whole thing aside. It was the weekend. He was going fishing on Langford Lake. All he wanted to do was hear the sounds of the lake, the breeze, the lapping water, and the occasional duck quacking. Hopefully he'd catch a few trout or bass. But that damn train kept crossing his mind. About 2 weeks later, around 10:30 at night, Jacob once again was out along the tracks. It was midsummer. There was a light breeze through the forest rustling the large cedar branches. occasionally stopped to scuff the dry ground, hitting nothing but stones and weeds. When he came upon an old milepost, he stopped suddenly, as if his body had hit a brick wall. He heard the steam engine, a faint chugging at first, and then the horn. A minute or so later, he saw a light playing off the woods, and then a headlight pierced through the darkness, hitting the tracks. The train slowly approached, the clickety-clack, a passenger train, with a string of three old coaches. He hadn't seen such an old train like this before, running along the tracks. The train slowed as it approached. It was kind of dirty and beaten up, with no visible markings. No markings on the passenger coaches either. Only one coach, in the middle, was lit. When the train groaned to a stop, that coach stood alongside of him. The door slowly opened, and a uniformed conductor appeared, gaunt, with spectacles, up there in years. He dropped the steps and looked down at Jacob. "Well, we haven't got all night," he said, in a thin, raspy voice. "Come aboard." Jacob looked up and down the tracks and then back at the conductor. His clothing looked pretty worn, but his shoes buffed and shiny. His father would have called him crazy or worse, but his curiosity of the situation was getting the better of him. The conductor extended his hand. "Come on, boy." He grabbed it and clambered aboard. He'd ride to the next stop and get off. What was the harm in that? He noticed that the inside of the coach was bathed in an odd bluish light, making everyone look the washed-out color. It appeared to be about half full. No one paid him any notice as he took his seat just inside the door. The old steam engine chugged and the train jerked forward. From underneath came the rumble of steel wheels on the rails. "When's the next stop and what's the fare?" Jacob asked. "I'll be getting off there." The conductor looked slowly at him. "There's no fare on this train, son." And then just turned and walked down the aisle. Did he seem to fade and disappear? What the hell have I gotten myself into? Jacob thought to himself. He rose halfway on his seat for a better look at his fellow passengers. They made an odd sight. Everyone seated, erect, looking straight ahead, silent and perfectly still. Men and women, young and old. Were the children wearing antique clothing? Is that a World War I uniform? An old miner? It was hard to tell in this strange light, so he shook it all off. After a few minutes, the train suddenly went silent. He turned to look all around. No rumble of the rails, no steam engine sound, but the gentle rocking told him they were still moving. Nothing but blackness out the windows. Jacob couldn't see anything, not even the passing trees, just black. Suddenly feeling warm, he tried to open the window for some fresh air, but it didn't seem to work. "Okay, I've screwed up. How am I going to get off?" At this speed, jumping would be fairly easy. He just wanted to go home to his warm bed. Jacob rose from his seat and reached for the passenger door. He tugged and tugged at the handle, one-handed and then using both hands, but it wouldn't budge. He felt his anxiety rising. "Stop the train!" he yelled, looking back at the passengers. But not one passenger came to his aid. He saw only one motion, a little girl slowly raising her finger to her lips. Confused and scared, Jacob took a deep, long breath and slowly returned to his seat, closing his eyes, not knowing what to do. A moment passed, and he heard a very quiet whisper in his left ear. "You can board the train anytime you want, but you can never leave." He turned his head to see an older woman sitting behind him with a strange ghostly smirk on her face in a wide-brimmed straw hat. The search for Jacob ended after a couple of weeks. They had found some of his footprints along the rail bed, and the pattern indicated that he had stood for a bit at the milepost, but that was it. A search of the surrounding woods came up empty. The police asked family and friends, but found no trace. So with so little evidence, many believed he'd just run off. Weeks and then months would pass. the disappearance fading from people's minds, except for the one-year anniversary update that stated, "No lead in teen's disappearance." Jacob's family also left the area. His father was too distraught to remain among the physical reminders of his son's mysterious disappearance. His son was happy and would never have left, never. Among the old-timers, though, they scoffed at the speculation of Jacob's leaving of his own accord. From the moment they heard of the disappearance, they knew. Anyone old enough would know. But the authorities, of course, wouldn't listen to the old-timers' musings and have never given any credence to their story. To this day, you may hear a friend or neighbor say they've heard the strange chugging of an old steam train from the tracks, but they usually shrug it off to wild imagination or their spirits. But if you ever happen to wander along the tracks, remember this story. It just might be the E&N ghost train rattling along the track, looking for its next passenger.